Wrestling with Martin Bester.
Everybody wants to know, what the heck is a Bella Bill? What are we talking here? I'm guessing if you're a parent, you probably should be in the know. You should know what has changed when it comes to basic education in this country. But that law is being signed into existence and power from 10 o'clock this morning. You know what? We always ask the experts. On the line right now is Megan Harrington-Johnson from HJW Attorneys in Johannesburg. Megan, how are you?
Hi, Martin. I'm well, thank you. Thanks for having me this morning.
It's so good to hear your voice again. Bella Act, easy to remember, but not that easy to understand. What, in your view, would be the significant changes? What are we looking out for?
So, Martin, there's a lot of controversy about this act or this bill that's being signed into an act this morning at the Union Buildings. But essentially what the Bella Bill does, or the Basic Education Laws Amendment Act does, is it amends the Schools Act and the Educators Act. So they're quite old legislation, one's from 1996 and one's from 1998. And they introduced 56 new clauses. There's not enough time for me to go into the intricacies of all of those clauses now.
No.
But some of the clauses are sort of seen to be quite forward-thinking and do bring those two acts in line with the Constitution. But there are a couple of provisions that have raised a lot of concerns, or that people are a little bit up in arms about. Some of those being that they are changing the compulsory school-going age from grade 1 to grade R or grade 0. They're criminalizing parental refusal to send their children to school, which some people see as a very positive thing.
Yeah.
Then there are homeschooling registration requirements, which the homeschooling community are a little bit up in arms about. But the biggest and most far-reaching consequence that people are really, really angry about, and why you've seen all of the drama this week between the DA and the ANC, yeah, is the admissions and the language policy changes. And now, essentially what this does is that, traditionally speaking, in terms of the Schools Act, the school governing bodies are allowed to determine the admissions policy and the language policy for their respective schools. What the Bella Bill does is it transfers this responsibility, or the final decision-making responsibility, on the admissions and language policy to the central department or to the provincial head of department for that particular school. And what people are saying is that this is going to infringe on child's right to receive education in their language of choice, because obviously a school governing body is determined by the parenting body. And now this decision-making ability is being shifted to the provincial department.
So in layman's terms, what does that mean? The school can decide what?
The school can decide its admissions policy and its language policy, so who it lets in and what language it teaches in, but it has to submit that policy to the Department of Education. And if the Department of Education, the provincial Department of Education in that area, determines that the language policy or that the admissions to policy is in any way discriminatory, it can change it.
Yeah.
So it has the final say in what language your child will be instructed in.
Hmm.
And this has had, in particular, the Afrikaans community up in arms, because they're saying, well, this is going to lead to an eradication of Afrikaans-speaking schools, which I don't think is the case, but technically speaking, the provincial department now does have the say as opposed to the school governing body.
So does that mean that the provincial department can change a school that used to teach in Afrikaans into a school that teaches in another language?
Yes, technically, if it feels that the existing modem of instruction is in any way discriminatory, it can.
Right.
Yes, right. And that's where all the uproar is coming from.
Okay. So is it just that one section of the bill that people are upset about? I mean, I personally think having kids that are registered for homeschooling is probably a good thing, isn't it?
I would think so too. It does, unfortunately, place a little bit more red tape in front of homeschooling schools or homeschooling institutions, in that it dictates that a government department official needs to actually visit your premises and check that everything's in order. So it's going to make it a lot more difficult. But yes, as I said before, a lot of the actual aspects of the bill are well-intentioned. Whether they can be implemented or not, they're to be seen.
I think a lot of those things, I mean, seem to be in the interest of children's safety. I mean, yeah, if you look at the alcohol amendment, I think prohibiting sales of alcohol at schools, at events and
they've
stuff.
They've actually removed that, Martin. There was a lot of debate about that in Parliament. And so they've removed that, so you can still sell alcohol at a school function. But things like the corporal punishment ban, corporal punishment is, of course, illegal as it stands now, but mm-hmm. it's extended it to hazing, schools where you are being initiated. It's extended that ban there, and it's criminalized certain aspects. So yes, there are a lot of aspects that are in a child's best interest and are in keeping with the constitutionality of the bill.
So I think it's fair to say the two that stand out definitely would be the compulsory grade R attendance and then the language policy. Those two seem to be the two that get people talking.
Exactly, and that's where all the debate has come in. But it seems like it's not up for debate anymore, as it looks like it's going to be signed into law this morning at 10:30.
You're all parents. Grade R compulsory, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, I think it's a good thing. I do think a lot of people try and delay, maybe because of logistics, working, travel, whatever it is, getting their children to school at the right age. So it makes sense. My big worry is always, how do you apply all of these laws? And
sure.
it's fantastic. And yeah. truancy laws are important. Mm. We had them in the 60s, 70s, 80s.
Sure.
But then we'd have to have inspectors walking around the cities to make sure kids in uniform
Correct.
Are at school.
And they go find the parents.
I think a significant one is where the parents or guardians who fail to make children go to school, they could face fines or imprisonment. That is, if you think about it, you are the adult in the room, you are the actual parent and the guardian. It really should be your accountability. That's how it works.
Absolutely, but the level of single parents in this country, if you take a parent out of the household now and imprison them, what happens to those kids?
So when you have a child, you have to consider that.
I hear you.
So now you have to think really hard about it. Will my situation allow me?
Yeah.
And that accountability for me, but I'm not a parent. It's just a sideline comment. Megan, is there anything else about this bill that you wanted to point out?
No, I'm interested to see how it's going to be implemented going forward.
Mm.
That is always the crux of it. Mm. A law is one thing, as Paula pointed out. It's upholding it and policing it, managing it is another thing. Thank you for your time. Much appreciated. Love to your family and have a good Friday.
Thanks,
thank you,
Mom.
Megan.
Bye-bye, team.
Bye.
Megan Harrington-Johnson there from HJW Attorneys in Johannesburg. If you want to hear that again, share it along. It's brand new. It's the Bella Bill signed into legislation today at 10 o'clock. Parents, kids, I think you should know more.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.